Let us return to the low-pass filter again. This device offers two additional characteristics that I haven't mentioned. One is the capability of amplifying the cutoff point, making that very point above which the sound is severely attenuated audible. Since white noise contains every frequency, movement of this amplified cutoff point would result in a glissando. When our signal is one of the geometric waveforms, movement of the amplified cutoff point will make audible only those frequencies specified by the waveform, namely the fundamental and its harmonic overtones. When music students learn of the overtone series in school, the teacher usually plays the first few overtones on the piano as separate notes, whose intervals become smaller as they ascend. Thus, the fundamental, the octave above, a fifth above that, the second octave, a major third above that, the fifth again, then a slightly out of tune seventh, which of course we must imagine on the piano. Then the third octave, the major second above that, etc., in ever smaller intervals. And it is stated that all these frequencies are contained in the fundamental. A phenomenon we can accept, though we cannot experience it. Here, using a sawtooth wave as the signal, and the amplified cutoff point of a low-pass filter, we can experience the harmonic overtone series in all its pristine purity. Feature of this filter I wanted to demonstrate is the fact that, like our oscillators, the filter may be controlled by external voltages, as the keyboard. A low-frequency sub-audio sawtooth wave. Several such low-frequency oscillators of different waveforms.